Jagged Prayer, Virtual Saints by Robert Smith, with Cheryl Campbell, Timothy Spall, Jeremy Finch, and Brian Pringle.
Here's your tea, Mr. Lord.
More needs more sugar.
Remember what the doctor said.
I'm 99, does think I care if it damages me health. The world went south with demise of condensed milk.
Now, tomorrow, the students are coming. You know, they're doing this oral history project over the internet.
Into perishing net?
They want to interview all the residents.
I'll get no but fuzzy fables of free spectacles and dentures from geriatrics in here.
That's especially why they want to talk to you, Mr. Lord. You have such perspicuity. They're particularly interested in what you remember about life in the town during World War II.
There was a war on. People got away with murder.
Revelation is the original virtual reality. As we create what we experience in cyberspace, so cyberspace inspires what we create. Likewise, the Word became more flesh, the more intimately Jesus embodied in his earthly life the promise of the Old Testament and incarnated the vindication of the new. The Church has yet to awaken to the potential of the virtual dispensation, once we've overcome the unreality of it all. And therein lies tradition.
Any more custard creams?
The point I'm getting to is this. With the help of Sister Anais, I may have founded the Convent of the Future. A convent free from the fear of declining numbers of sisters. The Cyber Convent.
The what?
People can now visit us on the internet and register as cyber nuns. We've almost 250 already.
What people?
Whomsoever wishes to. We don't know who they are.
Don't like the sound of that.
Oh? Why not?
Well, they might be blokes, these cyber nuns.
They may well be. In any case, even if they're women, they're probably using false names.
Well, doesn't that bother you?
Not in the slightest. We ourselves adopt names when we join the Order.
I didn't know you took on aliases.
Well, you have. You weren't born Detective Inspector Cromwell. Unless you had extremely pushy parents.
What do they do, then, these cyber nuns?
They participate in the daily life of the cyber convent. There's a full horarium, including the complete divine office, starting at 6 a.m. and ending at 10 p.m. There's computer mass. There's recreation, when the cyber sisters can chat together online. And then there's regular periods of silent prayer and mental reflection.
It's beyond me, all this computer stuff. I'm still in the steam age.
Then you'd better electrify yourself, Detective Inspector. Don't you realise the potential for solving crimes by a computer?
A good police officer should be able to solve any crime by the use of their brain.
How true. Yet, how rarely good police officers and brains coincide. Present company accepted, of course. You really should visit our website. But I'm forgetting. You haven't a computer.
I'll ask Santa at Christmas. Maybe you can get me one from a ram raid with his sled.
Right, Kelp. What have we got?
A leg bone, basically, sir. Charred.
Anything else?
Three finger bones. Oh, and a thumb. All charred. Possibly a couple of fragments of clothing. Could be a uniform. It's khaki. Rest's all burnt, sir.
What is this place, Kelp?
Used to be a boot factory. Got converted during the war to supply food to the RAF. Was bombed in 1944, been derelict ever since.
Comforting to know we live in a thriving part of the country. Well, Luftwaffe did a good job here.
Oh, it wasn't them, sir. It was one of our own lot. Some feud about bread and blubber pudding.
And what's with this mountain of kitchen detritus here?
After the bombing, the remnants of the kitchen equipment were piled up into this big heap. Nobody disturbed it, because rumour was this place was haunted.
How did we find our char-grilled friend?
Local MP, Geoffrey Chaucer, was dedicating this as the site for the new Call Girls Centre. call centre, sir.
Yeah, well, nine choices. Your first version was correct.
When the contractors started clearing away the heap of kitchen implements, one of the press lads spotted...
Chummy's fibula coming out of the casserole. I get the picture.
The deceased was killed and or set on fire, and then the vats and ladles and jugs and pans piled on top of his remains.
Could have been killed in the bombing?
My hunch is not, sir.
So, we're left with a burnt body under a pile of wartime cooking utensils. With an exhibit like this, we could win the Turner Prize. What are those constables doing?
Don't know, sir. Oh, taking photos of each other in front of Chummy's heap.
Hey! You three! Stop taking your holiday snaps. This is a crime scene, not a day trip to Pompeii. And stop eating those burgers. Oh, you just can't get the staff.
What should we do now?
Research, Kelp. Research.
Ah, unsolved murders, mispers, the usual for 1944. Back to the station then, sir.
No, Kelp. We're off to an internet cafe.
Ah, this is great here, sir. We should come more often. Pity the hour's nearly up. You still on the home page?
This computer doesn't work, Kelp. It's bust.
Why didn't you ask for help?
I'm not asking that spotty kid in charge to get me unstuck.
You should have asked me then.
I didn't think I'd have to. I thought you'd have made sure I was all right. Seeing as how you're getting this gratis, courtesy of my CID budget. Instead, you were too busy Peter Panning around on the ether.
Sorry, sir. What were you trying to do anyway?
Well, I want to see the convent website.
Oh, fancy visiting that myself. What's the address?
You know what it is. It's on the edge of the woods. You've been there often enough.
No, sir, the website address.
Oh, it's www... something. Yeah, I think it's wrong.
Look, all you have to do is type it in this box. See? And then you click here.
Right, now what?
We wait.
Welcome to All Carol's Cyber Convent.
Sounds like Mother Ellen.
A bit.
Do you want to register as a cyber nun?
Well, do you, sir? Go on. Your secret's safe with me.
It better be.
Please enter the name you wish to use in your online religious life.
What name should I use?
Make something up, as long as you can remember it.
Right, how about Attila the Nun?
There you go.
Welcome, sister. Do you want to join our e-scripture study group?
Join what?
Well, best type no.
Well, what next?
That's the daily timetable.
What have they got on now?
Let's see. 3 o'clock. Mental prayer.
Please click the floating nun if you wish to join in, sister.
Go on in.
Congratulations, sister. You're having an ecstasy.
I'm good at this prayer, Lark.
Come on, Grandad, time's up.
Are you talking to me, Sunshine?
Yeah, you and the one with the Miami Vice suit.
Do you mean me?
What's this, then, the Web Death Support Group?
Shouldn't you be at school?
Shouldn't you be playing dominoes? You're coppers, aren't you?
What makes you think that?
You can always tell.
How?
They're the ones who go straight to the porn sites. What's that you've got on screen?
If you must know, it's the Cyber Convent.
See what I mean? Well, dodgy.
Sisters, I have convened this chapter meeting to discuss the urgent question facing us, our future. I became a nun here as a teenager 30 years ago. I have seen countless aspirants come. Many of them women, some of them stable. I have seen an assortment of them become postulants, some of whom thought we prayed too much, some of whom thought we weren't praying enough, and some of whom thought we had, and I quote, the prayer thing under control. But what they were really keen on was a home-brewed beer at supper. From all those who've tried to become nuns in the past decade, only 5 have made it to solemn profession. Sadly, over the past 10 years, many sisters have left us, either for heaven or to return to their families, parishes, and careers. There are only we 6 sisters left. Ironically, our internet convent goes from strength to strength. But we do not live in a fantasy world. We must face reality. Sisters, We cannot continue as a viable community for much longer. We are too few and disproportionately old. The monastery is now too big for us to maintain. Sisters, our immediate problem is how to stop our convent closing. I wish to canvass your opinion on a radical proposal with which you may not agree, but which I shall put to you now. I believe it's our only chance of survival.
What have you turned up, Cub?
Records for 1944, a bit chaotic. There were local missing persons by the dozen. Dental records are non-existent.
In other words, you've come up with nothing.
Yes, sir.
Chief Constable's been leaned on. Geoffrey Chaucer found it highly embarrassing to be upstaged by a bloke who's been dead over 50 years. That's rich coming from a man who's been photographed leaving a house of ill repute. Upshot is you and I have got to get a result, mate. Pronto.
Sergeant Watts, it suggested we have a seance.
A seance?
You know, raise the spirit of the deceased and have an interview with him. Sergeant Watts, it said he's quite willing to have a go.
Is he?
He says it'd have to be done at night. I think he's after the overtime. That's him now.
What's he doing, Kelp?
Sharpening stakes, sir.
Stakes? What for?
In case the spirit gets out of hand, we have a couple of the lads ready with stakes, mallet and job-issue garlic.
Would it be similar to have Sergeant Watsit certified?
He's already a lodge member, sir.
Well, leaving aside the Bella Lugosi approach to policing, we need to look at our murder from another angle, Kelp. We need a different perspective.
Ah, lateral thinking, sir.
Precisely, Kelp. Lateral thinking.
You're looking very smart today for change, Detective Inspector. I perceive you have a new Armani suit.
You're in the wrong business, Mother Helen. You're the one who should be a detective.
It requires little in the way of deduction when there's still a designer label on your outer left sleeve.
Is there? Oh, I'm not thinking straight at the moment.
Something troubling you?
I'm having a spot of bother with an obstinate skeleton.
The poor individual found in the derelict factory.
Yeah, hot cross bones. To be honest, I'm stumped.
The fathers of the church considered characters in the New Testament to be foreshadowed in the Old. It's called typology. Thus, Adam is a type of Christ, the crossing of the Red Sea is a type of baptism, and so on. Perhaps there's a lesson for you in applying symbolic interpretation to contemporary instances.
You mean like Moses and Charlton Heston?
Not exactly. What I had in mind was that your victim reminds me of Achan, son of Carmi, son of Zabdi.
Who?
He's in the book of Joshua, Inspector Cromwell, chapter 7. Achan stole some of the things devoted to God.
Such as?
Money, gold, an elaborate coat. The ancient Israelites stoned him to death, burnt him and his family and his livestock, and raised a huge heap of stones over him in a place called the Valley of Trouble.
How did they know he was the thief?
God called him out.
Thank you, Mother Helen. You've given me an idea.
It's a pleasant diversion from the convent's trouble.
What trouble? Somebody be stealing your plastic ducks from the pond again?
Oh, would that were the extent of my worries. The sad truth is, Detective Inspector, the convent may well have to close.
I'm not surprised.
I did think you'd show a little more concern. I've come to consider you a good friend of the convent. You've become a permanent feature of our lives, like the damp on the walls.
Well, thank you, but you have to admit you don't earn a living.
We work. We earn our daily bread by the sweat of our brows.
As what, car mechanics?
Traditionally, the enclosed nuns make altar breads, but there's competition now from commercial concerns. We run a small-scale printing press with correspondingly minuscule profits. And as you know, we grow and sell organic produce. Recently, we've gone into internet publishing. It's a special dispensation, courtesy of our bishop, because our numbers are so scant.
The bishop, the bishop! Always poking his nose in. So what are you going to do? You'll have to stop being a nun, Ellen.
Certainly not. We're negotiating an amalgamation.
Who with? Microsoft?
We have a sister house in Barchester. They occupy what used to be an almshouse in the 19th century. Six old men in frocks were discovered to be living there. They claimed they were each promised £100 a year to do so by a novelist. The money was never forthcoming, of course. Our sisters bought the house in 1882. It looks like we shall be moving down there to join them.
Moving? You mean you're going away?
I
wanted to tell you as soon as possible.
But where will I get my organic turnips?
Use your head.
But Helen, I thought you'd started that cyber convent and it was very successful.
It is. But virtual nuns can't peel potatoes, Sister Attila.
You know. Did Kelp tell you?
No. You gave the CID office number as a contact.
Oh.
Once more on the drive?
He's living in that big old house.
There you go, sir.
Cheers, Kelp.
Your idea was spot on, sir. In 1944, there was a major unsolved theft in Westerhout.
Let's have it.
£30,000 was stolen from the home of one Cyrus Lord.
£30,000? A lot of money in those days.
What's more, Cyrus Lord was the owner of the food factory that got bombed.
How come it was never pulled down? Was it preserved by some local government apparatchik with a focus group and a warped sense of tourism?
Dunno, sir. The only reason it's being developed now is the owner had to sell it to pay his bills for living in a retirement home.
Mr. Lord is still alive?
Yes, sir.
Good work, Culp. Yes. Let's have a word with this, Mr. Lord.
You all right, sir? I'm a bit worried. You're not your usual sulfuric self.
When I was a kid, I used to pass this jeweller's on the way to school and back. There was a watch in the window. It was beautiful. Solid gold with an azure face and a stopwatch facility. I was 8. And I wanted it more than anything else in the whole world. I thought it was going to be there forever, waiting for me. And one day, it was gone. Sold. I was gutted. But it taught me, the things we love the best are the things we can't have. That's why I became a copper.
To protect the innocent.
No, to nick the bastard who bought my watch. Drink up. Let's have another.
Another, sir? Do you think that's why?
Yes, Kelp, I do. Someone's about to close my jewellers. But, sister, it's important I speak to Mother Helen now.
I'm sorry, but it's late. The bell's about to ring for the great silence. We're forbidden to talk again till 7 in the morning, so we'll have to wait until then.
But I must tell her about the watch in the window.
Go home, Inspector. Sleep it off, please.
Helen! Helen! Oh, Helen.
Mr. Lord? Mr. Lord?
Mm-hmm.
There's two gentlemen to see you.
Mr. Cyrus Lord.
Aye.
I'm Detective Inspector Cromwell.
Aye. That's a bit of a mess, young'un. Can't they only drink? I had a shiny suit like that once. Mind, mine was only shiny on backside.
I'm Detective Constable Kelp.
Pleased to meet thee. They haven't saddled thee with him, have they? Decent-looking lad like you.
I'd like to ask you some questions, if you don't mind.
That's not trying to sell us a used car off the internet, is there?
No, Mr. Lord. I want to ask you about the war and your food factory.
My factory? I sold it.
We found a body beneath a heap of cooking appliances.
Took thee long enough to find him.
Did you say him?
Do you know who it is, sir?
Me eldest.
Your son?
Aye. Judas by name, Judas by nature.
If you knew he was dead, why didn't you tell the police?
Do I look that stupid?
How did you know he was there, Mr. Lord?
It's where I left him.
Where you left him?
Aye. After I killed him.
Oh. CID.
Detective Inspector.
Mother Helen, where are you?
I'm on my way to Barchester. Inspector Cromwell, your behaviour last night was disgraceful. Turning up at the convent's door drunk and making an exhibition of yourself.
I'm very sorry about the chunder in the night, but I needed to...
Poor Sister Porteress deserves an apology. She was most upset. You threatened to arrest her for wearing a fluorescent watch.
Did I? Oh, no. I didn't mean to...
Then when she told you couldn't speak to me, you demanded to speak to someone else. Sister tried to suggest you pray.
I thought she was pointing at the roof.
Then why did you say, If you start talking to God, the next thing you know, you're stood on one leg on a pillar in Asia Minor.
Well, I saw this film once.
I'm extremely annoyed with you. You've undermined the sister's confidence in me at this difficult stage in our negotiations.
I apologize,
Mum. I haven't time to hear this. Some of your colleagues in Barsetshire have pulled us in. They want a word about Sister Schumacher's driving. Here, talk to them.
I told thee I killed him.
Mr. Lord, I feel I have to remind you this is a formal interview in the presence of your legal representative.
I am not.
Are you sure your son's death wasn't an accident?
Aye.
It was a very long time ago. You probably can't remember the events accurately.
I can remember what happened as clear as a bell.
There's no point covering up for someone else. Not after all this time.
Mr. Lord...
I'm telling you, I did it.
Okay. But I'm sure you didn't mean to kill him.
I did.
But in self-defense.
I attacked him.
You must have been provoked.
No, I knew what I was doing. I meant to kill him. It was premeditated.
Did your son steal the 30,000?
Aye.
What happened?
In them days, I'm talking about during the war, there weren't much in the way of banks round here.
Like now?
If you want real crooks, get this old man to any bank and arrest a ruddy lot of them.
You're telling us what happened during the war.
I used to keep firm's money under mattress. Then one night, it were all gone. 30,000, all in notes. I reported it to police, but they didn't do nout. Some months later, I got an anonymous note telling me my son Judas had took the cash. Now, he was one who pressed me into turning factory into making food. Said we'd make a fortune. We did. That was money he stole. Then he got called up.
And what did you do?
Bided me time. When he came home on leave, I confronted him. He admitted taking the money. So, I shot him with his own revolver.
You murdered your own son?
He stole from me, wouldn't you?
No, sir, I wouldn't. Why would Judas steal from you, Mr. Lord?
He were a wrong un. Always have been. Fighting at school, thieving from shops, making honest lasses illegitimate mothers, running up debts, doing everything he could to bring shame on his father's name.
Did you get the money back?
Aye, he told me where he did it.
Then we only have your word for it, the money was stolen.
What's that mean?
You said it was Judas' idea to convert the factory to food production.
Aye.
And it was obviously successful.
Aye, that's slow, I tell thee. We were making money hand over fist.
Then if it was his idea... Wasn't Judas entitled to some of the profits?
He got the factory blown up.
Why did you call him Judas? Bit of an odd name to choose, isn't it?
Because he killed his mother.
Murdered her?
As good as. She died giving birth to him. I'd wanted to swap him for a soup tureen ever since.
What happened after you shot him?
The night before, the RAF bombed the factory because of Judas's puddings. They'd worked out... That nice shine they had was boot polish, and the raisins were chopped up laces. So I took my chance, burned his body to make it look like he died in the bombing, and buried him beneath a pottery and rubble.
He who lives by the suet dies by the suet.
I have to report, sisters, that our negotiations with Barchester Convent have reached a successful conclusion. They have decided in favour of the amalgamation proposals. It remains for us to vote on whether we agree to join them or not.
I know it's a hard choice to have to make. It wouldn't be easy for us to move. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit may guide us in our decision. And now, sisters, here are your ballot papers.
I appreciate you sparing the time to see me, Chief Constable, sir. I know you're very busy. I'll carry your clubs for you, sir. The murder's cleared up. Mr. Chaucer sent me a book in gratitude. I know he signed it, sir, but are we sure he wrote it? I'd like to discuss a personal matter with you, sir.
I've made a decision, but I'd like your approval before I go ahead with it. Think you're going to need a sandwich, sir.
There you go, Kelp.
A double.
Thanks, sir. Cheers.
Cheers.
I still think someone of Mr. Lord's age shouldn't be tried.
Of course he should, Kelp. Murder is murder.
Now, we all get old, but we don't all go round murdering someone first. He should get life, which in his case would be about 3 months.
In the end, it'll be up to the CPS whether he's prosecuted.
I think you ought to know, Kelp. I've put in for a transfer, and I've been accepted.
Transfer? Why, sir?
Oh, look at me, Kelp. I'm pushing 50.
Pushing it over and jumping up and down on it.
I need a change, excitement, new challenges. There's nothing for me here.
We've just solved a murder.
It wasn't a proper murder. It was more like a biblical reenactment.
Where are you thinking of going, sir?
I haven't really thought about it, sir. Maybe Barchester.
The cathedral town? A bit desperate, isn't it?
I was expecting you to say you wanted to put in a transfer with me.
To Barchester? You can't even find it on the map. Have you told Mother Ellen you're leaving yet?
Look, I suspect you know how I feel.
Stupid?
About, you know.
I have some intimation.
Which is why I'm pleased to tell you I've got a transfer to Barchester. I know it's full of dithering clerics and fat old maids, but believe you me, there's more going on there than withering looks over who took a second crumpet at the bishop's tea party.
I'll miss you.
No, you won't. Because I'll be there, where you are.
But I'll be here.
You'll be where?
Here. Barchester Convent is joining us.
But I thought you lot were going there.
So did we. We voted unanimously in favour of moving.
So what's the problem?
Neither our bishop nor Barchester's wanted to lose their only convent of contemplatives. It's a status symbol, rather like having a jag. Both agreed that we had to amalgamate, but neither would back down. But being men of God, they settled it amicably.
How?
By arm wrestling.
Bishop's arm wrestling?
Our bishop won. It was a bit unfair. He was his seminary bantamweight and calligraphy champion 5 years running, which means we're staying. As we have the bigger house, it does make sense.
Bloody hell.
Inspector Cromwell.
Excuse me, Mother Helen. I have to dash. I have to withdraw that transfer application. My mother was right. She said never trust a woman with a tablecloth on her head.
In Jagged Prayer, Virtual Saints by Robert Smith, Mother Helen was played by Cheryl Campbell, D.I. Cromwell by Timothy Spall, D.C. Kelp by Jeremy Finch, and Mr. Lord by Brian Pringle, The Carer and Sister by Elizabeth Conboy, and The Youth by Tom George. The director was Ned Shaye.